This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. Today we've got some neighbors who we want to introduce you to who are working on something special that you're probably familiar with in some form, The Wizard of Oz. Welcome to Ella Hammond and Mary Dothan. Thanks for joining us on Community Voices today.
Thank you.
Have you been in rehearsals, or what's been going on with this performance?
We've been in rehearsals for a while, probably around January is when we started, so it's been quite a long process.
And this is Wizard of Oz. Is this the musical, or is this a ballet performance?
It is a ballet performance, yes.
It's part of SYPG, which is...
Ballet Company, yes.
Yeah, so that's the Springfield Youth Performance Group is the long version of it?
Yes, correct. That's correct.
All right, great. Ella, what will you be doing in the show? Do you have a role in particular?
Yes, so we each get assigned roles, and I'm going to play Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Dorothy's a big one, yeah. And how about you, Mary?
I'm going to be playing the Scarecrow.
Do you have to get some hay packed into you and stuff and dance with it somehow?
Yes.
What do you find that, I think almost everybody knows this story by now, but what do you find that the ballet brings to it that's different from perhaps... Most people will recognize the movie.
The special thing about ballet is that there's no words and it's all communicated through actions. It's really fun to like be able to portray the characters through our faces and what we do with our bodies. That's something special about how we do this ballet is that like it's all in the acting and how we show our emotions through it. That's really special.
What about you, Ella?
I'd say something that's a little bit different than the movie that we've added in is the characters of jitterbugs, which play an important role in helping the Wicked Witch. That'll be a fun one for the audience to see.
Instead of flying monkeys, we have jitterbugs?
Two different things. So the jitterbugs we have after the Scarecrow scene, and they are basically helping the Wicked Witch tired out Dorothy and her friends.
So somebody's only familiar, and I'd be surprised by this, but only familiar with Wicked because the movies came out most recently.
Yes.
And they go to see this. Will they follow through?
I think they will because Wicked's so tied in with Wizard of Oz and that it's like the story before Wizard of Oz. It'll show a lot of the things that were shown in Wicked are a lot of what's in Wizard of Oz too.
Let's give people the dates again just to make sure. This is SYPG's ballet performance of The Wizard of Oz. What are the dates and where?
April 18th and 19th at SHG Auditorium, and both of the shows are at 2 p.m.
If somebody wants to get tickets, how do they go about doing that?
They are always welcome to get tickets at the door. They sell those before the show, and then there's also, I think you can get them on the website too.
SYPG.org?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll put a link to that on the post for this interview at nprillinois.org. If you forget what that is, you can go to the post and click through to get some tickets for it. Mary, when you found yourself getting into ballet, what drew you to it?
I started when I was really young. My grandmother was always a dancer. My mom and my dad are big theater people. And then my sister was also a ballet dancer. So it's always kind of been like in my family. Now that I'm older, I've really found this big passion for it. I like dance because I love it and not just because it's what my family does. It's a really great way to like concentrate my mind on something and doing what I love. And I love being able to do shows to show everybody what I love too. It's always been something that I love.
Ella, what about you?
Yeah, so similar to Mary, I started when I was really young. My mom did dance for a while when she was younger. For me, it's really a way to like express myself. I feel like it lets out a lot of tension or stress from school. It's a way to get away from things for a while. I've really grown to love it over the years, especially recently.
Do you find that most dancers have it run in their family?
Mm-hmm. Kind of. Not necessarily, but definitely some.
It's not unusual then.
Mm-hmm.
You both are in school at this point. Where are you at?
I go to Glenwood High School.
Okay. Glenwood in what year?
I'm a sophomore.
What about you, Mary?
I go to SHG. I'm a sophomore.
Two sophomores. Mm-hmm. Very good. Do you find that ballet is giving you talked about stress and releasing some of that frustration from school or whatever might be there. Do you find that it's giving you any other benefit as you do it?
For me, I do a lot of theater, so it's definitely helpful for that. But I also think it helps you appreciate art in a different way because ballet's kind of so unique and not a lot of people watch it anymore. It's such a unique thing to be able to say like, oh, I'm a ballet dancer. And I think it's just such a way to appreciate art in our community.
Yeah, there aren't as many dance musical movies as there used to be. I remember I used to see big numbers, including a lot of ballet at times incorporated. Wizard of Oz is going to be something really fun for you to do, I'm guessing. Have you had previous shows that you've really liked?
Yeah, we've done a lot of different shows over the years. I've been with SIPG since I was about 8 years old. I'd say Nutcracker is a really special one for sure. We do that every year. That one really sticks out to me.
I saw a statistic the other day that Nutcracker performances are what keep ballet companies across the country in business.
Yes.
It's so important every year that people go and attend those as a holiday tradition, and that funds the rest of the year often for the companies.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned, Mary, about doing theater. Also, are you doing anything coming up soon outside Wizard of Oz?
Yes, I am. Right now, I'm actually in Les Mis at my school. I'm going to be in Mamma Mia at the Muni this summer, too.
Well, congratulations. That should be a lot of fun. What about you, Ellen?
No, I only do dance with this company.
Well, that's good. You haven't been asked to dance because a lot of times theater productions around here, and there are so many. A lot of the shows will have folks who are, and I frequently see they're coming out of the dance studios who are doing. Oklahoma last year had a few big dance scenes.
Yeah.
The folks who seem to really excel and know what they're doing are the ones who've been doing ballet. When you look at the scene in Springfield, how do you hope ballet grows?
Because there are multiple ballet companies, I really hope it does grow because it's such a beautiful thing. Some people might find it boring, but if you really look into it, it is such a beautiful, like, art. There's so many talented dancers here in Springfield, too. Like, we have so much talent all over Springfield. I really hope it does grow, and I really hope people come out and see this show so then they can be like, oh, wow. They work really hard, and it's such a beautiful thing to come see ballet dancers dance.
I do think it's starting to grow here in Springfield, at least with this show. I've seen a lot of new families join. There's a lot of new little ones sharing their talents, and I'm really excited to see that. I think ballet is going to start growing.
You said there are different companies in town. Do you ever get together and have, like, a throwdown and challenge?
I wish.
<That's> why.
That would be fun. We should do that.
A little spontaneous dance.
I'd love to see what come of that.
Yeah.
Dance is really important for folks who haven't done it themselves. I think most of us, when we think of ballet, think about crushed toes or different things.
That's a part of it, I fear.
Sure. Give us a little more background for folks who don't do ballet about what you have to do to get yourself to perform.
Well, it takes a lot of training. You start, specifically in pointe shoes, you start when you're like 10.
Probably 10, 12, yeah.
It is a long process. It's pretty painful, but over, like, a long period of time, at least for me, I found out what works for me. Like, there's specific shoes that fit your foot. Once you find that, it can be really relieving, and then you can really start expressing yourself through your dance because you've learned how to do it.
It's a lot of adaption. It's just like every other sport. You really had to practice it, and consistency is a big part of dance. You know, we're in the studio 4 or 5 days a week, so it's a lot.
It's a good thing to do, right? It's a community that you develop with friends just like anything
else.
For sure.
With a lot of the other arts, there are more of them available to follow, like movies or in this town, community theater is huge. But ballet, and although it's big, how do you follow it? Is there, do you go to New York or Chicago to see ballets or St. Louis? How do you keep up?
A lot of it is on social media, which is kind of fun. Like, a lot of dancers and big companies have these social media accounts that you can follow now and, like, see them grow. There's big ballet companies in New York. I've seen their clips of stuff from their Nutcracker and stuff, and it's super inspiring and fun to watch because they're all professionals and, like, it's just cool.
Yes, I fully agree.
I always wonder myself as I watch these things. I think some people think Swan Lake and Nutcracker are all there is, but I've seen Hubbard Street Dance Theater in Chicago and others that have incredible modernist interpretations of ballet. Are you seeing some of that at this level?
Yeah, we do a lot of different versions of dance.
Yeah, and we make each ballet our own. You know, we put our own choreography into some of it.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely have our own interpretations of ballets that you've pretty much seen commonly.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
That we've done or that I've seen?
Either.
I really like Giselle. We haven't done it yet, but I love seeing it.
One of my favorites that we did a little bit of was Swan Lake. It's so pretty, and just like all the arms. There's so many arms because they're all birds, and the story's also really pretty. I love the classic.
The music.
Yes,
oh,
the music.
Gosh.
The music for sure. Yeah.
Do you have folks that are your inspiration?
First of all, I would say our dance teachers are our inspiration.
Yes.
They both, Taryn Grant and Elizabeth Cheney, they both have such strong passions for what they do, but they also are so determined to get us on a stage, to show everyone what we can do, to be our best. And it's
they
super
are our biggest cheerleaders.
Yes, for sure. It's super inspiring. Yeah.
It's what you want coaches to be.
100%. Yeah.
This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. We're speaking with Ella Hammond and Mary Donathan, both of the SYPG, or Springfield Youth Performance Group. They have a performance coming up April 18th and another one on April 19th, both at 2 p.m. of the Wizard of Oz Ballet. That's going to be fun. Do you have lots of friends coming to see you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, lots of friends and family. I'm so excited.
How do you get the word out?
A lot of word of mouth, talking about it, and social media is a big one.
Mm-hmm. We also put posters all over Springfield and Chatham, too. And
yes.
We try to get it out as much as possible.
And you're doing some radio, so hopefully
yeah,
that helps and
sure.
Things. With the theater community in particular, without the families, I don't know if they'd get as much of attendance as they'd
mm-hmm.
like, because the families show up in force usually.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Anything else you'd like to tell us about?
Come see our show. We worked really hard on it. We're super excited to be able to share what we do with everybody.
And we hope that this brings more attention to ballet as a whole, different companies everywhere, all over the country, and really all over the world. I just hope that ballet grows more.
Are there many guys involved?
A few, yes. We, especially with the younger ones, we've seen a lot more of younger boys getting involved,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah.
has been really good to see.
Yeah, and they love it too. Like you can just tell they enjoy it and have so much fun. And we have a few flying monkeys who are boys, and they just love, you know, being goofy
so
and crawling around. And
how's high school these days?
High school's going.
It's always weird times. Whenever you're in high school, you remember what things were like when they're going on. And right now, it's just one of those crazy times. So
mm-hmm.
The fact that you get to focus, hopefully, on studies and things like ballet makes it so that it's a little more isolated, hopefully, from the day-to-day weirdness
mm-hmm.
that's
yes.
going on. But we really appreciate you coming into Community Voices. We look forward to seeing you both perform in The Wizard of Oz. We have the Scarecrow and Dorothy, who will be dancing with SYPG, Ella Hammond, Mary Donathan, April 18th and 19th at 2 p.m. at the Auditorium for Sacred Heart Griffin High School. Thanks for joining us from Springfield Youth Performance Group.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.